Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and plenty of sun. Jerusalem's temperatures are mild, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains sunny and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, the IDF has struck 80 Hezbollah targets, resulting in dozens of terrorist casualties following ceasefire violations. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports Israel has intensified its bombardment of southern Lebanon. This follows troop families expressing concern over the U.S.-Iran deal. Also this hour, JNS reports U.S. Ambassador Huckabee has rebuked France for criticizing Israeli actions in Lebanon. He insists Hezbollah bears responsibility for blocking a ceasefire. Separately, according to I-24 News from this past hour, Israel has vowed a forceful response after four soldiers were killed in southern Lebanon. And finally, Axios notes that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that may jeopardize ongoing negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, known for his commentary on Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago expressing dismay at Iran's control, criticizing both the U.S. administration and the recent agreement. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, noted earlier today that Tucker Carlson lied about the motives behind Charlie Kirk's death, sparking conspiracy theories that have endangered Kirk's family and friends. Open Source Intel, an account tracking regional conflicts, highlighted Iran's foreign minister condemning Israeli actions in Lebanon and blaming the U.S. for the consequences. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strikes on Hezbollah targets. According to the Jerusalem Post, these attacks came after a serious breach of the ceasefire, during which four Israeli soldiers lost their lives. The IDF also targeted two Hezbollah command centers in the Bekaa Valley. This escalation raises concerns about regional stability as tensions with Hezbollah soar. Turning to Israel's military response in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that the IDF's intense firepower follows parents of wounded soldiers voicing their frustration over the ongoing conflict and the controversial U.S.-Iran deal. The situation remains tense as Israel's military operations continue to draw international attention. Meanwhile, JNS details U.S. Ambassador Huckabee's comments criticizing France for its stance on Israel's military actions in Lebanon. The ambassador insists that Hezbollah's activities are the primary obstacle to peace. This diplomatic friction adds another layer to the already complex international relations surrounding this conflict. In a related development, I-24 News provides insights into Israel's vow for a robust response after the tragic loss of four soldiers. This pledge of retaliation underscores the fragile ceasefire and the potential for further escalation. Finally, Axios highlights the significant shift as Iran launches missiles at Israel, a first since the ceasefire. This aggressive act may derail diplomatic negotiations and further ignite hostilities, putting the region on high alert. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that the strong shekel has made Israeli engineers the most expensive in the world. Cato Networks' CEO, Shlomo Kramer, warned of a possible hiring slowdown in Israel at a recent conference. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israeli quantum computing company, Quantum Machines, has acquired Hungary's PCB Engineering. This marks their second European acquisition in 6 weeks as they expand their R&D footprint in Budapest. And finally, Ynet Business reports Yum! Brands has agreed to sell Pizza Hut to Long Range Capital for $2.7 billion. This move follows a decline in U.S. sales and allows Yum! Brands to focus on other ventures. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.